Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Saturday, September 8th. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, along with Mike. Mike, how are you?
Doing okay, Terry. I'm glad to be on here today with one of my all-time favorite artists, Terry. This, I love interviewing you, man. Your name is... I love talking to you, ma'am. He's a cool guy. I love this, so this is going to be hot.
All right. Let me welcome the guests in the chat room. If you would like to join us, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on UNAM's name, and that should bring you right into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Guitars UNAM has released a new CD called UNAM and Friends, a tribute to George Benson, and it has an all-star cast on it. Unbelievable guest artists on this CD. And it's been about almost 2 years since we talked to UNAM last, so I'm happy to have him back on the show. Welcome back, UNAM.
Hey, hello everyone. Hi, hello Terry. Hello Mike. It's great to be back on this show. I was looking forward to it. I'm telling you guys, because we talk about it. It's been a while, right? You know, I was telling you about the project and I was working on it. And I guess at some point, some people, thought that I gave up or I don't know. But no, it was all work in progress and it was in the process and it took a long time. So I'm so glad being here today to telling you all about this project is finally done.
Well, congratulations to you on two fronts. One, this new CD, and your marriage to saxophonist Shannon Kennedy.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's just been a few months now. It's 4 months. Yeah.
4 months. Oh, wow. Congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
And I just want to quickly mention that Shannon has a new CD coming out at the end of the year. It's called Behind Your Eyes, so be on the lookout for that. All right. So now, UNAM. I sent you a message on Facebook saying that you really have an all-star cast on this CD. So can we kind of go down the list of artists that are on this CD?
Oh, yeah, sure. You want me to do that? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, we have one of my favorite ever keyboard player and producer, Mr. George Duke. We got Marcus Miller. We got Paul Jackson Jr. We got Patrice Russian, we got Ronnie Foster, we got Stockley Williams from Mean Condition, we have Phil Perry, we have Wawa Watson, we have Tim Owens, I hope I'm not forgetting anyone, we have Dio Saucedo, we have Michael White, we got Smitty Smith, so many, I hope I'm not forgetting anyone, Andre Esselberg. It's among others. I mean, just like that's a special guest artist, and then you have like a cast of musicians, like the best you can find, around. So
now, with all of these guest artists on here, you're you're having to work around their schedule, in addition to your schedule to get this CD together. How long did it take?
Well, it took 2 years. That's why we didn't hear about me, and I was not back on the show since then because, Yeah, like you said, that you have to like you know, like play with and arrange with everybody's schedules and my schedule, and everybody's super like busy and or touring or recording. I know Marcus Miller, I just had like an amazing new album, so he's recording in condition as well. He's about to release a new album. George Duke was on tour and extra. So yeah, it took 2 years. That's one of the reasons why.
So now I gotta ask you too, because you know, like I said, how did you approach the guys about doing the CD with you? You know, I mean, of course it's a tribute to George, but was that your selling point to them, or what was your selling point to them to contribute to the CD?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good question. Like you just said, the album is just, it's not just UNAM. It's UNAM and friends, and it's not like any kind of, you know, marketing, whatever, you know, thing or whatever. It's because it's real friends, and it's not like a selling thing. It's really real friends, and both the special guest artist and as well the musicians. Because honestly, to me, that project was so important and personal for me that there was like one thing that was really important. It would have to be that everybody that would be on this project is friends. It's people I want to work with. It's a musician and artist I love and that are friends. So if there's some people like that might not be on the album or stuff like that, and maybe just because I was on purpose. I'm not saying any anything better, whatever. But it's just because I wanted to have like the right person that knows really George's music and how to play it. But regarding what you just said, all through those years, you know, like since Street Life did really made great in the U.S., you know, I had the chance to play all throughout the U.S. and play a lot of festivals and jazz cruises, and I met all those guys, and they came to my show. I remember George Duke coming to my show and really likes it, and so I started to gain like some real respect between a musician and artist, and started as well to start a relationship with them, and when it was the time to do that project, well, they all said yes, because like you said, it was a tribute to George Benson, and that's the first ever, so
yeah. Now I have one more question too, because
sure.
A name that has been around in the smooth jazz circles singing on guest appearances has been Stokely from Mick and Disha. Now, you using him, is it? I even wanted to ask Brian. Using Stokely, is it? Because, I mean, Stokely can sing, but he has such a unique voice. I mean, how did that kind of play a part in you picking him to be a part of this project? Because you know, so many singers, but his voice just is so unique and soulful that it's just, he has a different kind of voice. You know what I mean? It's kinda, his voice is not like other singers.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly, that's, well, one thing is that I'm a huge R&B and soul fan forever. That's what I did all my life. And then I started to, like, you know, be more in the smooth jazz circle, but I don't consider myself doing any smooth jazz anyway. So Stokely and Mean Condition always been my favorite band, and Stokely always been my favorite singer. And I met him a few years ago in France, just to meet him, and I always like try to like work with him. And we met again. I remember being at I think the last time I was at Capitol Jazz, where you were, Mike, too, Mean Condition was playing there. I was on the back of the stage. I was on stage when we played, because I played earlier, you know, on the jazz scene, and they were playing on the soul scene. And I met Stokely as well, like a lot of time in LA, you know, at the NAMM music convention. And he knows how I'm playing, you know, he knows my playing, and he really respect that. And Stokely, you know, you said he's got a unique voice, but it's just not that. He's a real artist. I mean, you know, like Mean Condition, they always, like, did mixed, you know, like jazz, R&B, rock, hip hop, whatever you name it. You know, that's what they do, and they like to try to experiment and stuff like that. And Stokely, that's what he did like in my music and in my project. You know, we were talking for that for a long time, and I had to find the right song for him. You know, so. So that's kind of how it happened. Yeah, I know, because he doesn't do much featuring. He doesn't do that much. Or sometimes it's just like on project that has that are really different. So I'm really glad that he's on the album. I'm really glad. I'm so proud. And he loved it, you know. So.
Okay. All right, let me welcome a few people to the chat room that just came in. Tamara, hello, Tamara. Joe from Germany, Talks About Righteousness, is joining us from Asia and Westbound. Welcome, everyone, to the chat room and the show. We're talking to guitarist Unam. His new CD is called Weekend in L.A., Unam and Friends, a tribute to George Benson. Now, you mentioned that this is the first tribute to George Benson, and I read that you did contact him about it. So what was his response?
Well, like what I'm sometimes saying, so you know, when people ask me about that question, and that's really interesting. You know, I'm such a huge fan of George, and I respect him so much for like his music, the person he is, obviously his guitar playing and everything and stuff like that. And to me, when I had that idea to do the George Benson tribute album. Well, the only thing I could do first, it was to call him first and just ask for his blessing, you know, because I would never, ever start anything if I didn't have his blessing. So I just called him, and I said, well, George, I'm about to start a tribute album, and I would like to know if I can have your blessing. So he said, man, you know, well, obviously you have my blessing, but whatever you're going to do is going to sound fantastic. That was his answer. So I felt like so, you know, like relieved, and I could start to work on the music, you know. But, yeah, that's what I did.
I think he's a big fan of yours as well.
Well,
you know, that's cool. That's cool. All right, so let's listen to some music. Now, early on, Unam sent me a couple of songs from the CD, Give Me the Night, and then just recently he sent me Shiver. But now I'm going to start with Give Me the Night because I love this one with Tim Owens singing. Oh, I love this song. Tell me about this.
Well, it was kind of... Obviously, you know, when you do covers, it's never easy to like try to bring something fresh or interesting. And doing a tribute album is even like more tougher because you have songs that you have to do. Because you know, if you do a tribute to George Benson and you don't do "Give Me the Night," for example, well, it's not a good tribute to George Benson. Then you know, and this is such a classic. This song is fabulous in every kind of way you can tell. The songwriting, the singing, the amazing like you know legendary scat solo that George doing in the middle, everything you know, and it was really kind of scary to touch that song. Honestly, I have to say. But so I've tried to find some interesting way, and Tim did a so amazing job on that song. I'm like, you know, like, honestly, when I have to say that when he finished to record the song and he had the guts to really, like, you know, like, you know, goes, you know, like, wear, like, George's, you know, shoes on that song, I was like, okay, well, now I can really work on it because he had the guts to do it, so now I have to be at the same level, you know, finishing everything, and we had really fun, and I've tried to always the same thing, try to bring something next, fresh, some excitement, keep the energy of, you know, George's music, and I wanted to do one thing that nobody ever did before, because there's a lot of Give Me the Night cover version, I've heard a lot, but nobody did ever kept you know, George's solo in the middle that is so recognizable, you know, like the scat solo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Tim and I, and we recreated it, like, not per note. That's the exact solo. You know, I did that on only a couple of free songs on the album because it's just, for me, it's a part of the song. So,
All right, here is Give Me the Night.
I remember the time.
Give Me the Night. And let me read a comment that Jazz Miller just joined us in the chat room, and I want to read his comment. He says, okay. UNAM has such an unparalleled, over-the-top sense of funk, and I've told him so many times, this whole CD is so world-class. Shiver was my first favorite, but all the tracks are great, of course, and UNAM's video production is pretty stellar as well.
Oh, thanks so much, Jazz. Thanks so much. Yes. That's great. That's cool. Thank you.
Now, you mentioned George working with you on the CD, and particularly in this song. I heard him in this song. Is he playing on any of the other songs with you?
George
Benson.
He's not on the CD at all. He just wrote the liner notes because he just wrote the liner notes on the album, because otherwise, if he was playing on his own tribute, that doesn't make any sense, you know.
Okay, but you said that he the original, the scat was the original.
Oh yeah, that's no. What I'm saying is on the original version of it, the one that George is recording in 1980, there was that solo, that scat solo with the guitar and the voice. That's an improvisation he did on that album. But everybody can sing it. And what I did, I did reproduce that with Tim.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
Sorry for the confusion. Yes, Mike?
No, I was going to ask you, you have a picture with George, on Facebook that, you've been, posting up and everything. Now, how was his response to the CD, and did he like it, and what did he think of it?
Oh, yeah, he loves it. He loves it. He's really excited about it, and I just gave him I actually sent him, a few work in progress demo, the past month, and I finally gave him, the definitive version of the album, the CD, and he loves him, he really likes it, so I guess he's proud of me. I mean, I don't know. I just know that he loves it. He's really excited about it. He's just talking about it to everybody. So I guess it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so now Shiver is the next song I'm going to play. Tell me about this one.
Well, this one, it's not exactly like the one on Weekend in LA, but there's kind of a link, is that on that album, as actually really initially what I wanted to do, if I had the power and the budget of a big major label, I would do just having a lot of special guests do a proper tribute, with everybody bringing his thing and stuff like that. And it didn't happen, so it was under my name. But the thing is that I'm like, okay, I'm not just going to play all the guitar on the album. I obviously can't do it, and I mostly play that everything. But I'm like, okay, I want to have a few guitar players, guests, So I got a few ones. I got a couple of ones that are just doing a rhythm that are two of my favorite. And I got two others that sharing the lead guitar fit with me on that project. And on that song, on that particular song, had the pleasure to treading solo and, you know, sharing the lead guitar place with lead guitar seat with my friend Paul Jackson Jr.,
mm-hmm.
which is one of my favorite guitar player as well. So
mm-hmm.
it's mostly that on that song, and I still, you know, try to do something modern and interesting, you know, and hope I added success on that. But Tim Owen singing again that song, and it's just really an amazing job. You know, he did an amazing job on the whole album. So
yes, I like Tim's voice. I love his voice. Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun to play with Paul as well, you know. So
Okay, well, this is Shiver from the new CD. Oh goodness, I just lost my train of thought. My apologies. Weekend in L.A., UNAM and Friends, a tribute to George Benson. If you would like to call in and speak with UNAM, the number is 646-716-5485. This is Shiver. right. That was Shiver from the brand new CD from UNAM, UNAM and Friends, Weekend in L.A., a tribute to George Benson. Now, someone just posted a question in the chat room. Ophelia is in Asia, and she wants to know if there's any videos of you on YouTube. But will you be doing a video for this CD?
Well, that's the Give Me the Night video that is done, and therefore sometimes already on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/UNAMPROD, UNAMPROD. And actually what is coming is, it's not going to be like a music video, but what is coming like probably next week is that I've made kind of a making of EPK, I will call it like that, which is more than 20 minutes long, where I get a lot of the guests on the album talking about the album, sharing some real cool stories with George Benson and stuff like that. And that's going to be up on YouTube. And there's like George Duke and it's Stockley, Tim Owens, and a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I want to mention, too, that this CD was number one in Japan.
Yeah.
Congratulations for that.
The first week of the release, and it's doing pretty good on Amazon as well. You know, so number two is Smooth Jazz, and number one Neo Soul, and hopefully it's just the beginning.
yes, definitely.
Yep.
Now, I saw your post recently about you performing at Spaghettini's with Lynn Rountree.
Oh yeah, we did share the bills. That was last week. Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, that was great. We had a ball. That was really great. Lynn is a good friend. Actually, we played together the first time was last year. Did a few gigs with him, and we really did click. You know, we really had the connection because Lynn is really more like a neo soul and R&B, and we share the same vibe. And while I said, well, look, that would be great if you'd be a pop on the album. So he's he did a great horns arrangement on this Masquerade, and playing a little bit of trumpet as well. So it's it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and this Masquerade is 11 minutes long.
Yep, it is. And you know what? On Broadway is something like 8, and Weekend in L.A. as well. Well, it's because you know what? What happens is is those songs like on Broadway. Weekend in L.A. that we didn't talk about, but those songs, George Benson never recorded those songs in studio. The only version that exists is live, because it's come from the album Weekend in L.A. That he did recorded in 1977, and where he did the Weekend in L.A. that he wrote, and on Broadway, so the version that most everybody here on the radio or ever from George is that recording. It's a live recording, and I don't remember how long it is on that album. It's pretty long, and then George always like finish you know his show with that song, and but what I've tried to do is to preserve and respect you know the and try to reproduce the live energy that George got, you know, on his shows, and especially on the live recording. So I've tried to keep everything, try to bring some new arrangement, try to keep some of the original arrangement. So the same thing with Masquerade, you know.
Okay.
So, and the good thing is that, you know, I had all the creativity and all the freedom to do that album. So that's what I did, you know. And so,
okay.
Yes, it's 11 minutes long. It's like going back to the 70s album, right?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you and Mike talked about Stokely Williams earlier, and he is on the CD. He's doing Nature Boy.
Yep.
So I'm going to play that next, and
okay.
So we can get a feel for his voice. I was listening to this before the show started. So this is Nature Boy featuring Stokely Williams on vocals.
Nature. There was a boy.
Listen to that guitar. That was Nature Boy featuring Stokely Williams from UNAM's new CD, Weekend in L.A., UNAM and Friends, a tribute to George Benson. Okay, so now the chat room wants to know, are you going on, are you taking the CD on tour? And where are you going first?
I honestly hope so. We're working on it right now. I don't have any date confirmed, but it's more likely that my goal in Japan first. Yeah. So it's in progress right now. I mean, there's nothing confirmed. So, but hopefully everywhere. That would be great.
Okay. Joe from Germany commented on Nature Boy. He said, that's a real masterpiece. Covering a song and jazzing it up with your own signature sound, UNAM is the man.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. That's really cool.
This is a great CD. So now, is Shannon on this anywhere? Is she playing?
Oh yeah, on the album. Yeah. Uh-huh. She's playing all the saxophones and all the flutes on the album because there's a lot of horns and horn section and with different people, but she's playing all the saxophone, like alto and tenor and all the flutes, and she really did a really great job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Good. Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now, I know that, it took you a while to put this together and you had to work around everyone's schedule, but was any of this recorded live?
No. Not really. And, I mean, you mean live everybody in the studio?
Well, maybe not everybody, but maybe one person, was able to make it to the studio and record it live.
Not really. I mean, we did record it like each. I've been in a few couple of studios to record, for example, the drums or George Duke, and everyone did his thing, in his place or his own studio. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like working like that because I exactly know what I want, I mean, I don't know, my process recording, even when everything, because I get some songs where it's just like a live instrument, there's no programmation, there's no synthesizers and stuff like that, but I really usually have like a pretty good idea of what I want to hear,
okay.
So I just give the direction, and then I know, the thing is, what is really important, I think, being a producer, is to pick the right people for the right song. So I try to do that, try to let's say that bass player is the way he's playing. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to lay down like a demo bass, because I'm playing bass on that track. And I know that that guy is going to bring me, you know, on top of what I played, he's going to bring me his own, you know, flavor. And I know how he's playing. And usually I said, okay, look, this is the idea, but now I want to hear you, you know. And that's, and mostly, you know, on all the songs, that's what happened. So then you can still hear, like, the interaction, like, we played live. Because everybody, because, you know, even when somebody records something, you know, first at his place, he's bringing some, you know, something that is going to be interesting, like, I don't know, like a drum fill or something. And then the next one's going to play with it, an extra, et cetera, you know. So it's just a real interaction. That's the way I'm doing. But even what I'm doing is usually I'm laying down the demos. I'm even, like, playing all the melody and some solos, and then I send it after, you know. So then the guys can really interact with the song. You know, I never, like, send just, like, a few chords and just a groove, and then the guy jam. That's not the way I'm working.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, let everyone know where they can pick up the CD.
Well, you can pick it up on obviously on iTunes or that's the downloads. But you can get it on Amazon.com. That's the physical CD with the booklet and everything. And George's Line or Not, which is cool. Amazon.com. I think it's still in the top shop, but you just type your name and friends, or just tribute to George Benson, or your name tribute to George Benson. But you can find it, you know, mostly everywhere. So.
And there is a website called A Tribute to George Benson.com.
Exactly.
So check out that website, definitely.
Yep.
And you can follow UNAM on Twitter at UNAM PROD, prod.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely follow him on Twitter and check it out and pick up the CD. Now, if they buy it from the site, are you autographing it?
Yeah, this is special. Actually, there's a special package on the website where there's like there's the autograph CD and a special like limited edition postcard signed as well. And there's even a package for like the big fan with like a pick cases, like a you know handmade pick cases that are signature with some you know signature picks and guitar picks and stuff like that. So yeah, check it out. There's a few things like that, but definitely the autograph CD is available on the website.
Okay. All right. Well, again, congratulations on this CD. Great job.
Thank you so much.
I think you did a great job doing a tribute to George Benson, and I'm sure he's very happy with the result. And we look forward to seeing you out on the road for sure,
yep.
You know, touring with this. I'm looking forward to it. I don't think I've ever seen you live, so I definitely want to see you somewhere.
Oh yeah. Okay.
If you ever make it back to Spaghetti's on a Saturday, then I can drive up from Vegas and come see you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Definitely. All right. Mike, you have any other questions?
No other questions for me. You know, like for the music hat, it has always, your name is Music Always Hat. So, you know, I know the music will be on fire when we interview him anyway. So,
Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate that.
Very nice. Well, I am going to close the show with another song from the CD. I'm going to talk to Mike for a little bit. But, again, congratulations on this new CD and your marriage to Miss Shannon Kennedy.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to her CD as well. Now, did you produce her CD? Did you help her with that?
I'm just giving her a helping hand, you know, just like maybe playing a few guitars or mixing a few songs. But she's doing it on her own. That's her thing, you know.
Okay.
But, I'm giving her a lap on it.
Okay. All right. Well,
let me ask you this. Does she know French, or do you help her speak French to you?
Oh yeah, she speaks French to me. Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
She's speaking great. I mean, you know, well, I mostly speak to her like in French most of the time. I can't help myself. But you know what? We speak like a new language. It's called like a franglais. So it's like a mix of English and French at the same time in the same sentence. So it's kind of weird when people like, you know, they hear us like talking, we like mix English and French at the same time. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to her CD as well.
Okay,
again,
cool.
Her CD is called Behind Your Eyes, and it is scheduled for release sometime at the end of the year. So definitely be on the lookout for that. Her name is Shannon Kennedy. And how do you pronounce your last name?
Oh, my last name? Abitbul.
Okay. Okay.
Just your name is fine.
Yes, I don't think I'm going to try that one. So it's going to be you name all the time with me.
Yeah, that's all good with that.
Yes, definitely. Well, be on the lookout for her CD, Behind Your Eyes, scheduled for release at the end of the year. And definitely go to the website to pick up this CD, Weekend in L.A., UNAM and Friends, A Tribute to George Benson. And you can find that on the website, atributetogeorgebenson.com. So definitely pick that up and support the artists and purchase their music. Thanks again, UNAM. Always a
Thanks
pleasure
so much
to have you on.
Yeah, me
Always.
Too.
Hi,
thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, that was guitarist UNAM. Definitely pick up this new CD. I think you're going to love it. He did a great job on the tribute to George Benson, and great, great CD. All right, Mike, anything going on in your area?
Actually, I have one thing that I looked up that I know about, and that's Will Downing. Will Downing will be coming to the D.C. area in November. I think it's like the 29th or the 27th. To the Birchmere and everything. So I'm going to try to attend that show and everything with Will Downing. But other than that, I don't know too much anything that's going on right now.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I take it back, I'm lying. Archerod Jr. is performing with Howard Hewitt.
Oh, Howard!
This upcoming weekend, yes. He'll be here this upcoming weekend at Ram's Head Tavern. And he's also going to be performing at the new venue downtown D.C. that's called the Hamilton. He'll be performing there with Mickey Howard.
Oh.
And for those of you that's real, real old school R&B fans, y'all know, you know, Mickey has the old song with it, Love of the New Management and all that. So that should be an interesting show. You know, Art's been playing with a lot of, you know, older R&B cats lately. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, where did he find Mickey Howard at? But that should be a great show, and, of course, Howard Hewitt should be a great show as well with Archerod Jr. at Rams Head Live. So, yeah, that's coming
All
up
right.
next weekend.
All right. And here in Las Vegas, next weekend, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the Las Vegas Jazz Festival. For more information on that, go to lvjazzfestival.com. September 21st, Brian Culverson and David Sanborn will be here as part of the Dreams Tour, and I'm definitely looking forward to that. October, Najee and Hiroshima will be here as well. And you can see other events here in Las Vegas by going to the website, talkingsmoothjazz.com. On Tuesday, September 11th, we will be interviewing flutist Reagan Whiteside. She has a new CD called Evolve, so we will be talking to her about that on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. All right, to those in the chat room, thank you for joining us. Tamara, Bonnie Fan Carol, Cheryl, Jazz Miller, Joe from Germany, Ophelia from Asia. It was 4 a.m. in the morning in Asia when she tuned in, so I'm very thankful for her tuning in. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. I'm going to close the show with Turn Your Love Around from UNAM's new CD. Everyone have a great day.
you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.